Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys suck. Take a look, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, April the 26th, 2024. How's it going?
Man, it's a good day.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It is good.
Yeah, it is. It is good. How are you, Matt, man?
Fine, thank you.
Are you dandy as well?
I don't know what the definition of that means.
It's changed. You wouldn't want to.
I know. I,
at I times know. In history, you wouldn't want to be.
Like a dandy Andy?
Like in the 1800s, yeah.
A dandelion?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah, I want to know what it means now.
My internet don't work.
Let me click on this colorful little ball.
Dandy. Dandy. What did you find?
Wow. I don't know if that's right, this Wikipedia. Let me type something else in just one second.
How'd you spell it? With a Y?
Yeah, D-A-N-D-Y.
That's the spelling.
All right, let's see.
Finding.
Oh, wow. I did not know this. A man unduly devoted to style, neatness, and fashion.
Oh, then I am.
You're a dandy.
I'm dandy.
But there's another one, like another use
of
it.
You be Amos. I'll be dandy.
Like uses it as an adjective, and this umbrella is a dandy.
Yeah.
And then it says informal things are fine and dandy.
I'm just fine. But not foine.
Dandy was like metrosexual before metrosexual became a term 20 years ago.
Oh, boy.
He's a dandy.
I thought that was the award on The Office. Thank you. Be here till 5 till 10.
They call me Jim Dandy.
Well, you better go rescue somebody, bitch. Man,
A lot of questions people Googled about Dandy.
It's too much liability in rescuing people.
It's because people ask them that. Are you fine and dandy today? And they got to go look it up. They're like, man, I don't know. That might mean a cross-dresser now, or I'm a protester and ruining kids' graduations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I'm ruining everybody's good time.
Absolutely stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I'd be furious if I were able to graduate college. I'd be surprised as well.
I wouldn't be furious. I'd be shocked and amazed.
But I would...
If I could, not if you could. Proud of you.
Especially if I won the valedictorian.
Yeah.
Oh, it's several colleges there.
We'd be lucky to get salutatorian.
Salute the shortatorians.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be able to, or rather, some colleges are not able to have graduations because of protests.
Yeah.
But not of the school or graduating or. Test too hard, or equality in professors. It's a war, not here.
There's a great video I saw on X the other day of a guy who's interviewing some of the students protesting outside NYU.
Yeah.
That's New York University.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking to this young lady, and she goes, "Yeah, we want NYU to stop. I'm not sure exactly what all they're doing, but they need to stop." And then she looks at her friend and goes, "Do you know?" And her friend says, "I wish I was more educated." So they're out there protesting their nuts off. They have no idea why. They had no clue why what they were protesting or why. They just didn't have a damn clue.
Were they attractive?
I don't remember honestly if they were or not.
I just think a lot of college guys, if they see a lot of girls, you know, protesting, they would join in just for that.
At least they would in fun movies about
in
college.
In fun movies, yes. Maybe not real life.
They quit making fun college movies because college quit being fun.
Well, it seems like it.
Bruh.
Being that age, thinking you can change the world.
Imagine trying to do old school now, but they just constantly run into woke roadblocks every time they try to do anything.
When he's streaking, there's like people chasing him, throwing clothes on him.
They're having their frat party and the entire student body's out front protesting it.
Or if a bunch of people start chasing him, they're like, come here. Yeah. Let me get some of that Will Ferrell ass. I don't know. Don't take that out of context later.
Imagine being 19 thinking people want to hear your opinions and things.
Imagine being 48. They'll learn. Similar situation. Your opinion counts.
At least, you know.
To you. Not to anybody else.
I saw that at
you.
The grocery store the other day, and I was like, well, I think it's too high.
Well, that opinion don't count.
Your opinion counts. Well, this is too much for a beignet.
That opinion does not count.
Sir, leave the pricing to us. Thank you.
Don't you, when you go, and I've been there before as what, a
the
former.
Grocery store?
I have many times. Twice this week.
Oh, wow.
I used to be a bagua at the Winn-Dixie.
You did?
And I remember the awkwardness of me bagging the groceries and then putting them in the buggy and then, may I help you out with that?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good. I'm like, well, A, I'm not going to get a tip now. Although there was a sign saying not to, but you still got some.
Yep.
But then I was like, well, I just did all the damn work. Go on then. And now when I do that, I mean, I you know, in my mind, it's like an elderly woman or elderly man that's needing the help or whatever. But like this dude at the grocery store I go to, like, laid it out perfect, real nice, real, real nice.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, help you out with that? It's like, I got this. And the look in his face, he just kind of like looked away from me and looked down. It's like, oh, okay.
But you know, some of the bag boys at some of the couple grocery stores I hit up are older dudes, like retirement age guys.
Yeah.
And then it's weird because here I am in my very late 30s, and this dude's like 70 something, and he's trying to help me out with my stuff.
I know.
It's like these roles have been reversed because it used to be that the old people did the shopping and the teenagers were working here trying to help me. Now it's the opposite.
Good Lord, that's true.
Man, let me push this outside. They don't let me go out much. I need the air.
I'm getting my hour exercise for
that. Oh, sick.
The one dude is the one grocery store employee who really, like, he's all about going out to get the carts. He's like, yep, I'm all, this is what I like to do. This is my favorite part of my job is going out to get the carts.
Well, that's what I told the old guy when I was like, no, I got this. I said, but I'll leave the buggy in the middle of the parking lot so you can come get it.
Yeah, give him something to do.
I feel like it was needed.
Somebody had a remote control buggy on a video I saw, and they were pranking people.
You watch that magic show on Netflix?
I don't know. It was just on a YouTube video or on X, man, or something. It might have been that show. But, yeah, they had a remote control buggy, and this lady keeps trying to leave it outside her car, and they keep driving it over behind her car.
Yeah.
She gets mad as hell.
It might be the same thing. Yeah, it was great. It's like, the guy's like, one of the biggest problems with grocery stores is people leaving the carts. I was like, you mean buggies? And they leave them out in the middle, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, Jimmy will love this. And then they had the remote control.
The remote control buggy was awesome.
But some of them, though, man, like, I would have, if it was,
I would,
like,
drive one.
If that was, I would have hit the buggy. They kept trying to, like, back it up into the car, you know, leaving the parking lot. It's real good, though. It's just called the Magic Show or something.
That's not one of those dude perfect videos?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I had no idea what it was. It had no context to it. Like, no way to know what it was from.
Till they got a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't 12.
Yeah. You're not.
Actually, those 12-year-olds have probably now turned into, like, 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they want smoothies.
I drive myself to get a smoothie, dickhead dad.
Probably 12-year-olds that look like you with full beards and over 6 feet tall.
No crap. Yeah, no crap. You ain't kidding.
Did you feel real short yesterday?
Oh, you had to.
Oh. God, yeah.
Saw somebody commented.
And then his his buddy that he God, what am I saying here right now? I'm assuming that everyone so
Matt posted a picture of himself with a very tall friend.
Yes. I don't remember how tall he is, but his buddy that was with him used to play for South Carolina, and he is equally tall.
Oh, man.
That's
got to be weird, because you're usually, if not the tallest dude in a given situation, among the tallest dudes in a given situation, but not then at all.
I looked like a child standing beside
you. You did. You looked like, I was like, oh, Matt looks like his little brother or something.
Yeah.
Well, not only is he tall.
His little brother's.
Yeah.
He's jacked up, too.
Yeah. Yeah, God bless. Yeah. He's a tall son.
Dude works out hard. Who is he hanging out with? Hagen Rouse? Melvin Watson?
I'll write it down for you.
Other game
points? I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's probably Eddie Fogler. Just walked up.
Fogues.
Hey.
Fogues.
Heard you're a fan.
According to sportsreferences.com, he's 6'7".
God, dog.
Dang, that's tall.
Yeah. But, yes, I did feel short.
Mm-hmm.
I felt short. It was nice. It was nice for once.
I don't like being around tall people.
It is definitely when it's very different like that. It's definitely like you get a crick in your neck talking to the person.
Yeah,
you're staring up at them.
Usually, you can tell athletes the store I go to because they got the jumpers on and whatnot, and you can definitely tell when they ride their scooters around. But when I see tall girls in there, I'm like, you guys play basketball or volleyball?
And, yeah. Well, you maybe tell by the sneakers. Maybe that's a giveaway.
I might have to look at that, too.
What are volleyball sneakers?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
I like their shorts.
That's a good question. What do you wear?
They probably wear Jordans like everybody else.
Probably.
Give them spring.
Being down there on the lake, they need a beach volleyball team. That's everyone's favorite Olympic sport.
I don't think somebody has that locally.
Probably.
It might be pickleball.
Probably is.
Yeah, I imagine, you know. Everybody plays volleyball in high school.
My uncles used to get drunk and play a game called Dickleball. It was way different.
Oh. George.
Bottle of liquor, yeah.
Bottle of liquor. Got from North Carolina.
Yep.
I love playing volleyball.
Do you?
Yeah.
You like to dive into it?
No.
But do you like playing in the sand, not like in a gym?
Yes. Yeah, definitely in the sand. I was pissed when I dislocated my shoulder. Playing football in high school.
Because you couldn't play volleyball?
Yeah, I swear to God, I was mad.
I always liked playing volleyball in a pool when they have a net in the pool. It was fun. Because, you know, you're way more athletic in the water.
You have buoyancy, so you can jump up.
Yes. Far more athletic in the water than on land.
Ball in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Which sucks, though, because if I'm ever going to fight a shark, I want to do it on land, and I'm even better in the water.
You're not supposed to touch the floor, pool volleyball. You got to swim around.
Well, that's not possible. Not forever swimming.
Mm-mm.
That's interesting to watch in the Olympics because it takes them forever to swim. And it's like basketball. Everybody goes the one way because you got to get back on defense.
Yeah.
They all swim, and it's like, well, it's going to take a while.
You know about water polo?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm talking about playing volleyball in a pool, not water polo.
Like drinking and stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking about being drunk in a swimming pool playing volleyball.
Like when you can go dive for it, and it doesn't matter because you're going into the water.
It don't hurt. Yeah, that's the big thing is you can do all the stuff that and it don't hurt.
Well, it's gonna hurt either way.
And also, if you get spiked in the face and you cry, no one can tell because you're water.
You got water. So if you get bopped in the nose and tears come out of your eyes, nobody knows.
I cry red tears. Get off my nose.
Mm-hmm.
I love volleyball. I do.
Fun to watch.
See, I didn't know Matt Man was a volleyball enthusiast till just now. And I feel like I should have known that in all these years.
I feel like because he mentions the famous duo a lot, Karch Kerai and Kent Steffes from back in the day.
You mentioned the Steffes. I only mentioned the Karch. Him and then the other guy, Dan something.
I remember the Olympics.
I remember more of the women than I do the guys just because they're awesome shorts.
Oh, yeah, Misty May.
I want to say it was the Olympics and like the ones in Rio maybe or the ones before that. I don't remember one of them, though, but the Dutch, the Netherlands beach volleyball team really got popular.
Oh, they have huge cans.
They just were hot women playing beach volleyball.
Oh,
they got really popular during those Olympics.
The Brazilian girls had big asses. God.
Gabriela Reese? Where's she from?
She's from here.
Okay. Welcome. Oh, I'm looking up something vile right now, but I want to look before I go and see.
Okay.
The question in my mind is, if I'm going to a college event, do I want to see gymnastics or volleyball?
Volleyball.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing that now.
Volleyball. I think they're both entertaining.
So sometimes those suits are pretty flattering.
My gosh.
Man.
They should have an adult league.
They pack out gymnastics.
The fact that Gabrielle Reese and Laird Hamilton have been married since 1997.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like the volleyball girl and the surfing guy are married, and they've been happily married for decades now. Good for them. God. But what an odd, perfect, athletic, tall, blonde-headed couple.
Oh, man. They're going to have kids that look like World War II. It's going to be crazy.
They have three very blonde daughters, yes.
Get him mixed up with the F1 guy. I forget his name. Something Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton?
Lewis.
Okay.
Yeah, you get him mixed up with Gerald Laird, former Yankee.
What about Laird Hamilton? Nine's Uncle Laird.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Laird.
That was Laird Lewis.
Oh, Laird. That's what somebody does when they stare too much.
Yeah.
He was leering at me.
He leered at me.
Oh, man. Look at I just saw the family picture of the Reese's.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I used to call him Uncle Weird.
Uncle Weird. Weird Laird.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, I haven't thought about that particular lady in forever.
I know.
Yeah, she's got a podcast now.
Oh, well, shocking.
Imagine that.
Listen to her.
Somebody was famous 30 years ago as a podcast. I don't believe it.
Is it called Pound Sand? Yeah, I like that.
Oh, gosh. Well, it is Friday. I mean, need I say more? I mean, hell. I mean, shoot.
Mm-hmm. It's Friday. Friday's good.
Oh, so, yeah. It hasn't been bait and switch. Big Brown, legendary P1, will be joining us today live from Detroit.
He will.
There were some technical difficulties, and there was some clearance issues.
Yeah.
With him not being allowed to go to said draft area because, you know, big timers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he is now there, and we will talk to him about some of the happenings last night, what's going to happen today, and who he's seen famous. He's already got one kind of selfie.
Yeah, I saw that. It was good.
Yep.
That's a good question. I don't know how long he's going to stay.
Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Now you know.
I know.
I'm hanging out with him in Nashville on Sunday. His ass better be back.
Jesus. I hope he is. Otherwise, it'd be hard to hang out with him.
True.
He's going to be too tired, man. I wouldn't count on it.
Wow.
No, he's one of them people who got energy.
And he's a committed friend.
He stores it.
I'm going to have him committed, I mean. All right. So we'll talk to him at around 7 o'clock, which makes it 6 o'clock his time, right? Central time?
No, Detroit's Detroit? Eastern time.
Is it really?
Yeah. Wow. Detroit's east of Chicago.
I don't know that he knows that.
Yeah.
Because I said that to him. I was like, okay, well, that'll be even earlier for you.
Right. In your mind, you don't imagine Detroit being east of Chicago, but it is.
Wow. Okay. Well, it'll still be regular time then. Yeah. I need to let him make him realize I'm not talking about 8 o'clock our time then.
Yeah. He might be confused.
I am. I don't know what time zone it was. God, that on a map. I see it now, but before I did not see it.
Yeah, it gets mixed up in my head, too. I know better, but still when my mind pictures it wrong.
What time was it when it was still Pangea?
Same time.
Okay. So that'll go down. Also, the FOF line, 864-241-4318.
Yeah.
We got to look at the theme song, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little controversy with that yesterday as well.
Yeah.
A lot of controversy.
A good bit.
Feel free to text us, 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line.
Standard message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
Paige, what is up in the play?
Well, if you think there are too many damn long movies, you're not the only one. Because some of them drag on forever. And we're going to find out what Americans think about the perfect length of a movie next in your Rise Guys headlines. How much time are you willing to commit?
Me and my wife get excited when we see them, when we notice the time on a movie is short.
I mean, I think it's It's definitely less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
Definitely less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
But the attention spans now with people, I mean, it could be a 30-minute movie.
Mm.
They were doing those.
There's too little.
They were doing those 15-minute sitcoms on NBC or whatever.
Yeah, but that stuff never does well.
No, no. All right, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Happy freaking Friday.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Hello.
Let's talk about going to the movies. And how much?
Let's go to the lobby.
Time would you like to invest in seeing a movie? Because these movies these days are getting way too long. 3 hour movies, 3 hour plus movies.
Some of them are really good when they're a longer movie, and some of them need to be longer to get the movie in, but a lot of them don't need to be as long as they are.
Mm-mm.
I watched plenty of movies that are 2 hours long that should have been 90 minutes long, but they just kept an extra 30 minutes of stuff they could have cut.
Mm-hmm. Well, the old days when they had the intermission, like I always thought that was dumb, but now, you know,
yeah.
Stretch your legs a little bit, refill the bucket, cut the hole back in the hole of it.
Yeah, I take more intermissions watching movies at the house, you know, because you can pause there and not miss the movie.
Isn't that nice?
Because if you go like, hang out on the porch or something at the movie theater, you just miss the movie for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And they don't let you smoke in there anymore.
And they don't have a porch.
And not so much to mention word economy, but to make sure that the screenplay is long enough or doesn't drag on forever.
Yeah.
Seems to be, you know, you probably could get to the point faster.
It's supposed to be a page per minute, right? You write those out.
Not you, like a paper.
Yeah. Well, yes. Whatever your content is, you can decide to cut out some stuff that's not needed.
Yeah. Credits. Well, we're still going to do sports, though. Yeah.
Cut out credits.
Or do it like they do on TV, they just run real fast.
Then and then and then.
So there was an online poll conducted, and America always likes to answer this kind of thing. And Americans think that the perfect length of a movie is just, you ready for this? 92 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say hour and a half.
I get excited when I see one that says it's like 87 minutes. I get real excited for those. Oh, man, this is just an action movie.
But why only in movies do they do that? As far as, like, it would be, like, an hour and 32 minutes. But then it's like someone who had a newborn. He's 26 months old.
Mm-hmm.
He's two years, 2 months. Yeah. Yes, I know. I said 26. Like that movie we just saw was 142.
I don't
minutes.
Know why it has to be 178 minutes instead of 3 hours.
It's like we go to the metric of movies. But that's pretty much what I like them too. Yeah. I like
an hour even on ideal, yeah.
Must see TV back in the day. That was like three. I know there was 4 30-minute shows.
Mm-hmm, 2 hour block.
2 hour block, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to figure time. You pause a couple times. Bathroom, snacks.
Get to a different world tomorrow.
Taking a break.
Do, then by the time you pause for whatever you do, it'll be about 2 hours invested.
Yeah.
Well, only 2% of these people who took this study think that a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours, and only 15% like movies that are 2 hours or longer.
Now, some movies have to be long to be good, but most don't.
True.
Like, The Godfather needs to be as long as it is.
Like, the Marvel people and the Disney, you know, all the superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those movies, again, Paige, you alluded to the fact that there's a lot that could be cut out. Mm-hmm. But then there's also, like, you're going to get those people back anyway, so yeah. Go ahead and sequel it out. Take that three-hour movie and make Spider-Man 34 and 35,
mm-hmm.
or whatever damn number. They don't do that anymore either.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
It's confusion. It's why people think they're losing their mind. Like, damn it, I saw Superman in 78. This isn't new.
Yeah. Man, it's a weird thing.
Where Richard Pryor at?
You know who's always been good at making their movies not too long, but doing like serious movies?
Bourne?
The Coen brothers.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Lebowski's less than 2 hours. Fargo's barely an hour and a half. Oh, Brother, Art Thou's like an hour and 45 minutes. Even No Country for Old Men's barely 2 hours long.
And you kind of want a rhythm to the film where the scenes aren't dragging on and they make sense so they're not boring. So the study also covered another topic, subtitles, and a third of the people say they never use subtitles, while 16% say they always do.
Boy, I did not when I watched the Bob Marley biopic, but I should have. Because they're speaking English, but they had such accents that I and they were talking fast, the Jamaicans. Mm-hmm. I maybe caught like a third of it.
I had to do that when I was watching Cajun Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
Subtitles. Like, Jimmy Duramus, did you say $50 or $40? I can't tell.
I gave $35 for it.
Right now.
You gotta give me more than that, man.
Just stand until tomorrow. Come on back. Change mine.
Did they bring back the intermission with Flower Moon? Like, is there like a title card that says intermission?
There should have been.
I thought there was. I never saw it.
I watched it, but when I had a free trial of Apple TV.
Well, here's a theory to test of the 92-minute theory. We have some movies that ran that exact time, and you tell me what you think. For example, 92-minute film, Dodgeball, Kung Fu Panda, Beetlejuice, Monsters, really? Inc., and Toy Story 2.
I swore Beetlejuice was a 2 hour.
Same here. I mean, that's a lot of movie. There was no unneeded scenes, I guess.
Mm-mm. Tim Burton also usually has good length on his movies.
Yeah.
His don't usually run too long.
How's his nudies?
I haven't seen them.
Yeah. Nice blinking model.
Man, I'm really excited for Beetlejuice, the new one.
You better honk his balls in the new one.
I heard they're going to have Rob Inario in for that role.
Mm-hmm.
Not the ball squeezer. He's just going to do the sound effect.
Oh.
Hey, man. He's going to cancel on us. He better not.
The graphics slowly fade.
I'll sue you, too.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
It's litigious Friday.
They did 2-for-1 down at the local lawyer's
did
office.
Yeah. That's nice.
Can you think of anyone else you want to sue?
It happens. All right. Well, you want to end on a happy note? A couple was reunited with their cat after they accidentally sent the cat to Amazon.com. They did. They were in Utah. They sent it to California.
Them Griswolds.
You want to hear Carrie Clark and her husband explain what happened?
I'd rather hear Carrie Clark's son do it.
We got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world. I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. She was trapped in an Amazon package.
And it was in this really big sized Amazon package.
We had no idea. So Matt took the package to the drop off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
Wow. I didn't know they had deer cats.
I know what's happened with him before. He's like, can I finish the damn story without you hopping in here, cutting me off, like, and doing that weird accent?
And looking at him and nodding her head like, yes, let me talk now.
He got a word or two in, maybe.
Yeah, it was a package.
That's why it's Carrie Clark and her husband. He's in about them, Matt Clark.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, they were.
What's up with dudes named Matt and cats, though?
Matt.
Transporting over state lines.
Oh, that's a good point. Mine was a runaway.
Dr. Seuss.
Cat trafficked.
They thought they were just shipping a pair of boots, but then they realized they shipped their kitty cat.
Yeah.
And
you know, there's a lot of people thinking, and I am too, this dude didn't like that cat, and he did that on purpose. How do you not know the cat's in the box?
I mean, cats
love
boxes. I was going to say, they love to go.
Love boxes.
They are the ultimate introverts.
Yes, they love getting in boxes.
A happy cat, be wary of it. Something's up. Mm-hmm. They got any antidepressants.
Yeah.
No food, no water, and you're wondering, how did this cat breathe for all this time? The box was partially split open at one seam, allowing the cat enough air.
Thank God.
So I don't know how often that happens with Amazon, but, you know, people shipping their pets. But
I can't imagine too often. But that's wild, though. I'm more thinking of the other, though. Like, you got to feel that heaviness in one spot in a box.
Yes. I mean, the cat's going to weigh several pounds.
If you shake the box a little bit, you're going to hear that.
Yes. It's hard to buy this as an accident.
The damn Bethany wrap up her damn cat again.
That's exactly what this was.
Dad, the box is meowing, Dad.
Great. She died 30 years ago.
There's little scratches in the box.
Yeah. I love how
Paul's hanging out.
Rusty's accent is the only thick one in the family.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
I'm Pledge Allegiance.
Oh, yeah. What is she doing?
She says grace. The blessing.
The blessing.
Lewis.
Your hair's on fire, Lewis. All right. Thank you, Paige. Fat boy. Big day of sports.
Yeah, we're going to talk about why a current NFL quarterback is kind of scratching his head after he publicly questioned his team's pick last night.
Okay.
He's like, I don't really get why you guys did this, but okay.
Man, I might know the one you're talking about.
You might.
Because one of them particularly did not make sense to me, but I don't know what that team needed. But I don't feel like you would use that particular pick then.
Well, This team just signed a guy to the same position for over $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
He's like, I don't know why you took this guy, but whatever.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll get into that. And then top of the hour, promise you, Big Brown will be on live from Detroit, live from the floor of the NFL draft.
Or is he Big Panther now?
That's what I wrote it down to ask him that 2 days ago when it didn't happen. But, yeah, you can't be Big Brown with a Panthers hat on.
No.
So we'll talk to him. We'll get sports with Fat Boy next. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
P1's rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
NFL draft last night, there was a shocker in the top five. Actually, I think it was the top seven.
It says here top eight.
Top eight. You know what?
That's a lot exactly of people were unhappy with number eight.
That's exactly what it was. It was the eighth pick, and the Falcons on the clock take quarterback Michael Penix Jr. from Washington, who also spent some time in Indiana.
Isn't that strange to see things like that? It used to be very rare. But with the portal and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he – well, I mean, DJ Uiagalelei is going to be on his third team.
Yeah.
So.
That's crazy.
What's odd is the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins to a four-year, $180 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't tell him they were going to draft Penix until they were on the clock. And it says Kirk's a little upset because they didn't make the team better next year. They could have taken Odunes, who wasn't picked yet.
There's plenty of talent on the needed positions.
I wish they would have taken Bowers. He was available at that point.
I thought Drake May would go second.
Well, yeah, I didn't.
I think he's going to be – I mean, obviously he's already good, but I think he's going to be one of them big surprises.
I saw a couple weeks ago that Washington was really impressed with Daniels on his visit and – I want to say it was Washington. Washington was the only team that sent transportation for Daniels. Everybody else that came in had to get their own way in.
Mm-hmm.
But the team actually went and picked him up, showed him the treatment, the whole deal. The NFL doesn't like you to sign people. Like, you remember before the draft, they'd signed the first-round pick already?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now, you know, that was negotiating. Now the wage scale's agreed to. They just don't like you to announce who you're going to pick. They want to have that drama built up.
Yeah, they do.
Plus, they do skits now before the draft. Roger Goodell's on there with Eminem, and of course, they walk out together after the little skit airs. Mm-hmm. Roger Goodell's got something on his shirt. Can you guess what was on his shirt?
Connor's Cure pen.
He had some spaghetti on his shirt.
Oh.
An Eminem reference, which somehow took on a life of its own after that song came out years and years later. So the little skit ends.
Man, I don't know the reference.
Mom's Spaghetti.
8 Mile.
So, which is a restaurant now. He started off of a song, which is kind of odd too. But they walk out together on stage. Eminem's out there. And the most awkward part.
Did he do like he did on Monday Night Football that time? Where he just acted like he was on drugs or just was all spaced out?
No, not really. He was kind of enjoying the moment. He wasn't heel Eminem. But they bring out some Lions legends to welcome, you know, people to Detroit. And
Barry Sanders?
Yeah, Barry was there.
Eugene Robinson?
No.
Herman Moore?
No.
Steve Largent? No.
They had Megatron was out there and current Lions players, but they take turns talking. And it's real awkward because they got to wait for each one to take the long walk to the podium.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll say, like, something literally just brief, like, hey, what's up? Then the other one walks up. There was an appearance last night from Marvin Sr., which he looks a lot different now.
Gray?
Yeah, he's a little gray, but like, man, he looked thinner. He was never a big player anyway.
No, I haven't seen what he looks like in forever.
You're like, there's no way this guy could have done what he's been accused of over the years.
Yeah. He's still car washing?
I don't know, but they interviewed him. He was brief. He didn't talk a whole lot. Marvin Jr., his son, went forth to the Cardinals. Now, I want to ask.
That sucks for him.
I want to ask Big if he stayed for the whole thing.
I hope he did.
He may have because he hasn't texted me back yet to tell me he's awake.
I hope he stayed till the end. He better have stayed till the damn end.
He better.
Oh, yes, sir. I just had a yes, sir from him, so he's awake and ready.
He's good.
I got to find out. He went to get in the panini line, not for Italian treats. Yeah. But the makers of football cards, because do those drafts. He said the line was very, very long.
I bet the sandwich line was even longer.
Probably longer. Well, the spaghetti line was, he said.
They had the most attendance of any NFL draft ever. I think they said 275,000.
He's the first, Big Brown is the first fan that I've ever heard going. I knew a couple people media-wise that had went.
I thought the coolest setup was in Nashville where they did it on Broadway, but. And then that was the record before last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now those chairs are falling out of buildings. You just got to be careful.
Hey, y'all, watch this. I'm going to hit somebody in the head with it. Also, this is kind of odd. There was a Houston Texans draft party where they were offering people free tattoos if they signed up. There's a new logo, Houston logo, called H-Town. So it was only limited to 16 people because the artists had to draw it out and then get people going, but. Yeah, people were signing up for it. There's one guy with his H-Town logo tattooed on his arm.
Are they changing the text? Oh, they are.
Well, that's just for a color rush.
I see the color rush uniform.
Yeah.
So do they do that just to make it not boring, or do they do that to sell more jerseys?
Let's sell jerseys.
Okay.
They did it on Thursday Night Football, but then they started doing it in other games too, because the Christmas game a few years ago was the Jets and the Bills, and they were both red and green.
Yeah, and the people with the red-green colorblind couldn't tell them apart.
Yeah,
they'll do the cameo. They'll do the Gamecocks years ago, or maybe last season, did that kind of gun metal black finish.
Oh,
like
yeah,
a matte finish.
Kind of. Yeah,
that was real cool.
Tennessee, I think, does something similar, or they use pewter, cobalt, whatever they want to call it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, whip out of here, man. Got to talk to Big.
Big Brown, live from Detroit. We'll find out all. Plus, let's see if Paige recognizes this person.
Talk to Big.
Big got a selfie with somebody. Do you know who that is in the background?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I showed it to somebody else. They're like, I don't know who that is.
They're not used to seeing that person with sleeves.
Your average dude would immediately know who that is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your average dude would know.
Yeah. So anyway, who did Big Brown get a selfie with yesterday? But we'll talk to him live next from the NFL draft. My question going to break is, even if your team needs it, why are you drafting a defensive lineman in first round? Top five.
Oh,
why?
Something's wrong with a chair.
That's wild.
Who did it?
Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they need defense.
Or no, offensive tackle, pardon. Yeah, you got to
They got to protect Herbert.
Yeah, I know, but like.
Who almost got traded last night.
And that was a lineman, but. Not
sometimes
for Duke Power, but for Wade Hampton.
Sometimes offensive lineman's the most can't-miss prospect, the closest thing you get to guaranteed success in the draft.
Yeah. I guess I'm just thinking from,
some of them,
like,
you know they're going to be good. Like
star
if it's
power.
Like
though.
If it's a Willie Rowe for a Jonathan Ogden type, like you know they're going to be good. So you go ahead and take them because you know this guy's going to be like the stuff on your line for 10 years.
Yeah,
there were some good ones last night.
Well, we'll get into that. We'll talk to him here about all the celebrity sightings and all that next. It's freaking Friday. It is good. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.